The Orange Scrooge sitting in the White House recently acknowledged that the holidays this year would see some empty shelves due to his tariff plans. So what, he mused. The kids would get only 2 dolls, not the usual 30. If you can't make sense of what he's talking about, welcome to my world. Hang your stockings with care. There's plenty of coal coming this Christmas. Looks like we're all going to get the naughty tag, those who haven't been already deported, sued, or laid off. And if you're expecting a miracle on 34th Street or Pennsylvania Avenue, get realistic. There's a war on Christmas, all right, but not the one advertised for years by the right-wing anti-woke crowd. The two-Barbie president claims the weakness in the stock market since he announced worldwide tariffs was actually the result of Biden's policies. When the market was going sky-high under Sleepy Joe's regime, he claimed it was due to his policies 4 years earlier. Cause and effect, like much irrational thinking, science, or the obvious, really doesn't crowd out much of Trump's non-logical thinking. Happily, he has advisors who were chosen not for expertise but for flattery. 8 years ago, we were introduced to alternative facts. Welcome to the alternative universe we now call America. Russia was attacked by Ukraine. Palestinian protests against the slaughter in Gaza are anti-Semitic. Vaccines cause autism. Terrorists are good for the economy. NATO allies have been bleeding us dry. Immigrants are gang members, rapists, and killers. Government is mostly a bunch of slackers, thieves, and incompetents. Social Security is riddled with fraud and corruption. America is a bleak and broken country with only one man who can save it. The ghost of Christmas future sits in his high tower. This is no happy, family, made-for-TV, feel-good holiday movie. Scrooge learns no lessons in humility or charity. The Grinch is happy being the Grinch. Merry Christmas, one and all.